Get ready for a week-long celebration of music, community, and fabulous fun with Joy Radiothon 2024. Joy has the largest collection of rainbow podcast content in the world, and you can help keep us out loud and proud by donating during Joy Radiothon 2024. Just go to joy.org.au/radiothon. Mark it in your calendars because Joy Radiothon returns June 1st to 7th. And remember, we all flourish with joy.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Real life is scarier than anything we can dream of, and we dream such frightening things. Sci-fi and Scream. Be afraid. Be very afraid. On Joy 94.9.
Welcome to another episode of Sci-Fi and Scream. And tonight we have two very special guests in the studio with me. And the very special guests are actually here for an Australian first. And that is a fantastic Asian film festival. That's the name of it. Or FAF. Now, FAF is starting Thursday the 10th and only runs for, well, till the 13th of November. Which is a shame, but there's some excellent titles, excellent films that will be played. I want to welcome my guests, my first guest I've got here I'm looking at is Mark Welko. I hope I said that right, Mark.
That's close enough. That's fine.
Next to Mark, I have the director here, Yoshihiro Nishimura.
Konnichiwa.
I hope
Nishimura desu.
Hello there. My name is Nishimura.
My name is Nishimura. Yoroshiku ne.
Cool.
Greetings, everyone.
Look, it's great to have you both on here, and you're over here, obviously, in Australia for FAF, or Fantastic Asian Film Festival. Briefly, could you describe to me actually why you've come to Australia? I know it's festival, but what has attracted you to the Fantastic Asian Film Festival?
Nande Australia ni kita festival? Nande naka kono festival ni kita?
Nande? Douyu imi? Hikouki de? Plane?
He said we came by plane.
Plane?
Yes.
Tokatta?
It was very far.
From Brisbane.
Yes, well, originally. So we were actually invited. I mean, we were invited as this came together. Quite a while ago, we'd been talking to the lead distributor of Hell Driver and some of the other Sushi Typhoon films, as well as many other Asian films, Monster Pictures, and they wanted to put together some kind of event in Melbourne. In fact, the first conversation I had about it, I was in Tokyo. I'm based in New York City, but I do the overseas promotions and marketing and film festival bookings for Sushi Typhoon. And basically, the manager of Monster Pictures and I had a Skype conversation from Nishimura's offices in Tokyo, strangely enough, to talk about this first. He had approached Katsu Studio, the company that's the parent company for the label Sushi Typhoon, and said, we want to do something. And it was all very kind of vague and like...
And sudden?
It wasn't sudden. This is months ago. But it was sort of like, we want to do something. We're not sure. And something like the New York Asian Film Festival, which is an event I helped to run in the summertime. Yeah, it just gradually came together. And the idea was, let's bring Nishimura and maybe some other Japanese filmmakers. That wound up not happening. But I happened to be in Tokyo at the time of the event here for other work. And it was just easy to bring me and Nishimura together from Tokyo to do... Initially, some events in Brisbane. We did a Comic-Con and we did the Brisbane Film Festival with the same film, Hell Driver, and then came here for the Fantastic Asian Film Festival.
Now, those who don't know, if you're listening, and hopefully you all are tuned in now, Yoshihiro Nishimura is a very famous, well, legendary creative genius who's been described as the Tom Savini of Japan. It's quite something to live up to.
Tom Savini to yowarete irun desu ne.
Have I been called the Tom Savini of Japan?
Yes. Well, online you have.
まあいろいろ人をたくさん死なせることは好きなことなのでよくやってます。
I guess I do the kind of thing that a lot of people like, and I do it often enough that you know people will say nice things about me.
Get a good name, yes, that's true. You're very famous for the awesome makeup and special effects you do, or gore effect, in a lot of J horror classics of recent times. There's Tokyo Gore Police, of course. Your involvement with Meatball Machine. The list goes on. Vampire Girl versus Frankenstein Girl, which we're giving away this evening, which has been kindly signed by you, and Mutant Girl Squad you co-directed with Noboru Iguchi and Tak Sakaguchi. Now you're here for Hell Driver. Can you tell us a little bit about Hell Driver?
はいはい。ヘルドライバーは、久々の、まあ、僕が、
So Hell Driver is a movie that it's been a while since I made a movie on my own as a director, after the Vampire Girl and Mutant Girls being co-directed. So Hell Driver is the first movie I've directed on my own since Tokyo Gore Police.
なのでめちゃめちゃ自由にやってみようと思って今回はゾンビアクションスプラッターというもので作ってみました。
I had a lot of freedom to do what I wanted to for this film, for this project from Sushi Typhoon, and you know it wound up making a zombie action splatter Potter film.
It certainly
something I've been wanting
is.
To make for a while.
I've seen some of the trailer and some of the things on YouTube. Yeah, awesome. A car or vehicle made out of body parts.
Yeah,
is
zombie car. Zombie car, zombie plane.
Artistically, just gorgeous. Just love it. Going, oh my God, I've got to see this. This looks just so good.
All right.
Look, it is great to have you here. Just quickly, Yoshihiro, you've said that, from what I've read online again, that from childhood, one of the major influences on your career was a painting by Salvador Dali, the surrealist, and also horror magazines and dreams influence you or inspire you. Is that correct?
Mm. Yes, yes. And 子供の頃ファンゴリアとかアメリカですごく有名な雑誌があるんですけどファンゴリアという雑誌を結構ずっと読みながらあのホラー映画をもうものすごい見たので、そればっかりの感じで今来てる感じですね
So yeah, from the time I was a child I used to read this American horror magazine called Fangoria very famous American horror magazine You know, while reading that You know, I would always think about these images and see lots of horror films So, you know, even now it's stuff, I do the same kind of stuff and it brought me to where I am
あと僕ダリの絵本当に好きなんですけど、あの東京ゴアポリスで出てくるなんだろ う, こう手足が切断されてる犬に日本刀がついてるドッグガールっていうのが出てくるんですが、それがやっぱりダリの絵の足の長いあの。
So and the as far as Dali's paintings go, I like Dali's paintings, but one image that came directly from Dali was at the end of Tokyo Gore Police. You have what we call the dog girl, which was the girl whose legs have been cut off and Japanese swords put in place of her leg.
Right.
That's directly inspired by Dali's painting of the long-legged elephant in one of his paintings.
Yes, excellent. I've got the image now and it stays forever in my mind. Thank you. Question to Mark, actually. You're here in Australia and you're one of the people behind the New York Asian Film Festival. How old is that festival now?
The festival had its 10th anniversary this past summer, although the organization Subway Cinema that runs it predates that. They did,
okay.
And I say they because my involvement was about from 5 years ago, but I was a viewer 10 years ago and friends with the guys who ran it. It's a group of about four guys who decided after they saw a bunch of movies in Chinatown theaters over the years and kept seeing the same Caucasian faces. It was the only place to see subtitled Hong Kong movies at the time, and they said, why aren't people bringing more of these over and putting them in the festival or something, and said, okay, we'll do it ourselves. And they put their credit cards together and did a, first was a Johnny Toh, the Hong Kong director.
Yep.
They were the first in the U.S. to show any kind of collected Johnny Toh films. And now he's really famous all over the world.
Ooh.
And, you know, Subway is honestly one of the first people to discover him in the West. And then they did the Choi Hark retro, some older films by Choi Hark. The Johnny Toh stuff was more contemporary Asian horror. And then maybe in the third, fourth event became, Asian Films Are Go, which is what eventually morphed into the New York Asian Film Festival. And the 10th anniversary, 10th edition was this past summer. Started aboard as a programmer and co-director about 5 years.
You've been busy. Excellent program. From what I've looked over the past few days and just the commitment to that. I mean, they're saying that it's getting as big as, but it's more consistent in the quality or diversity as the Tribeca used to be. That's one thing I have heard.
Yeah, I mean, Tribeca has never really shown, living in New York City, Tribeca has never really shown a whole lot of interest in Asian cinema, which frankly for us is a good thing because they can throw a lot more weight around in terms of festival bookings and money and sponsorship. So we're glad that they either aren't aware of or aren't interested in the kind of films that we show.
Yeah.
In the last couple of years, they've taken a little bit of interest. But yeah, our audience is smaller. Our sponsorship is a lot smaller. We basically have four guys who do it all on their own. We aren't quite putting it on our credit cards anymore. We do temporarily, but we wind up getting reimbursed. But we've been able to bring over guests like Sammo Hung and Choi Hark and Simon Yam and Nishimura and Noboru Iguchi and filmmakers from their field. Tak Sakaguchi came to New York. We've had Korean directors like Ryu Seung-won, Na Hong-jin, whose Yellow Sea is playing here at the Fantastic Asian Film Fest. Lots and lots of people have been our guests and somehow been able to do it. So and it's all done from the point of view of fans. You know, we never set out to do this for any reason other than we wanted to see the kind of movies that were shown.
Exactly.
And we know that there were other people in New York who wanted to see this.
Nishimura, what would be what's one of your most memorable moments when you were making a gory special effect for any of the films you've worked on? Was there anything where you just went, I've superseded myself when it came to gore effects?
いつも思うのは、あの、撮影時間がないので、その特殊メイクとか、そのゴアエフェクトとか
Because I always have so little time to make the films, you know, 2 weeks or less, because I have so little time and so little budget. The fact that I'm able to make the films in the time allotted is what always impresses me, what always makes me really happy and surprises me that I'm able to do what I want to do in the time that we have.
ヘルドライバーはやっぱりあの2週間で撮った作品なんで、1日300カットとか撮んなきゃいけない、毎日あの300カットとか撮るので、1回の1カットが10秒ぐらい なんで、なので、oh. その特殊メイクとかエフェクトとかがものすごい早くしないといけない、取り切れない。
So like to for, by way of explanation, we had two weeks to make Culture Up. We shot the entire film in 2 weeks with all the action and stuff that was involved.
Wow.
And each day we had to do about 300 cuts or basically setups, takes, you know, scenes in the film. That worked out as 300 takes a day. 300 shots a day was basically one shot every 10 seconds to set up the camera and redo and do another shot. So we have literally no time to prepare the special effects in that maelstrom. And it was the crew was able to do it, and that I was able to do it always surprises. It was a very difficult shoot.
Was that why it was called Hell Driver?
So, yes, this is Hell Driver.
You're the Hell Driver.
Yes.
He was very hellish, and he was the Hell Driver. Yes.
All staff, my staff, hell.
Hell
it's
to
hell
work
for
with.
All the staff.
Hell.
But they love you, and I'm sure they'll never leave. Yeah, they're loyal.
There's no escape.
Cool. All right, so from Melbourne, where are you off to now? Are you taking Hell Driver anywhere else around Australia?
There's no other screenings in Australia that I'm aware of, although Monster Pictures has the distribution rights, so I'm sure they're setting stuff up for festivals or cinemas, and I think they have plans to release Blu-ray and DVD next February or March. But Hell Driver's had a nice run around the world. It was world premiered last September in Austin, Texas, and then in Sitges in Spain, Sitges Film Festival, Fantastic Film Festival in Spain in October. So it's been about a year since, or more than a year since it first came out, and it's been out in Tokyo in the summer, and basically now it's starting to hit Blu-ray and DVD around the world. It comes out on Blu-ray and DVD in the US later this month and in Japan next month, so it's a bit of the end of the run, unfortunately, but some of the other films that are showing at Fantastic Asia Film Fest are newer. I know they're showing Dead Ball, which is a splatter comedy directed by Yuda Yamaguchi that's also Sushi Typhoon, and Yakuza Weapon, which is an action, hard action film by Takasakiguchi and Yuda Yamaguchi. Both Dead Ball and Yakuza Weapon also star Tak. Those are all Sushi Typhoon films. And then Karate Robo's a Borger just opened in Tokyo recently. It's a big hit. It's a transforming robot action movie based on a 1970s TV show directed by Noboru Iguchi, who is Nishimura's partner, films director of The Machine Girl and Robo Geisha. That's showing. And then Iguchi has two other films that we can promote the festival. Two other films showing during the Fantastic Asia. I think Midnight's. One's Tomie Unlimited, which is a remake of all
amazing.
The old
Tomie.
The long-running series from Japan. But this is the first time that he's ever done, that there's ever been done a Tomie film that's really close to the original comic book series, which is really grotesque and a lot less sort of typical J-horror than the other ones that were from the 90s. Probably the most outrageous film of the festival is going to be Iguchi's Zombie Ass, Toilet of the Dead.
Yes,
which
I
is on
about
it,
that.
This weekend, a midnight show, and that just is shown once elsewhere in the world at the Fantastic Fest in Austin, Texas in September. And it's for strong stomachs only, but if you like Iguchi's films, you'll understand why he made a movie like that.
Yeah. Brilliant. Well, I just want to say I'm going to let you guys scoot off and see Melbourne and have a good rest before you've got the grand opening night, which is Thursday, the 10th of November for Hell Driver.
Yes, day after tomorrow, 6:30 at the Nova Cinema.
At the Nova.
Big party afterward. Everybody come.
Yes.
Please.
Come and see Hell Driver.
Fundoshi de mattemasu.
He is waiting for you in his fundoshi, which is a sumo diaper and kind of the symbol of Sushi Typhoon. You're going to see the mitakoto no nai koto o mieru.
Hai.
You'll be able to see things you've never seen before.
Denda ni naru kanosei wa arimasu.
He might be naked, possibly.
Fantastic. I want to say arigato and ayasumi nasai.
If you come to Tokyo, go to Shinjuku Nichome.
We'll do. We'll look that up.
That's the gay and lesbian neighborhood in Tokyo.
Oh, cool.
Very,
excellent.
Very, very popular.
Is it good? Thank you.
So.
All right. Lovely. I've been talking to two wonderful guys that are down here for FAF, Fantastic Asian Film Festival. Get along to that. It kicks off this Thursday. And thanks again to Yoshihiro Nishimura and Mark Welko.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
Cool. I'll let you run away because you want to get out of here, of course. I wonder if I get you to say, both of you, in a translation, a tag for my show. Okay, I might need to write it down for you. I and Squeam.
Squeam?
I squeam as in feeling sick.
Oh, squeamish.
94.9. Obviously, your name and, yes, director of Hell Driver or whatever you liked. Whatever you...
Show no namae wa sci-fi.
Sci-fi and Squeam.
Squeam.
Squeam or...
On.
On.
Squeam on.
Squeam on.
No, sci-fi and Squeam are title. On Joy 94.9.
And something in Japanese. Go for it.
Sci-fi and Squeam on Joy 94.9.
And your name?
94.9.
Yes.
Namae toka nani wa...
最初に名前
first of name first, you think?
Yes,、yeah. yes, be great.
Hell Driver 西村です。Sci-fi and Scream on Join 94.9.
Beautiful.
Something like that?
Yeah, something like that. Go for it. Play with it if you like. I'm happy with whatever you want to do.
みんな、おいでよ。来てるよ、来てるか。
あ、それも言うのね。
Yes,
so. Everybody listening Japan? Japanese Hell Driver Director Nishimura Yoshihiro desu. Konbanwa. Sci-fi and Scream on
This is
Sci-fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
Excellent. Thank you. Yeah, yeah, go for it.
どうすればいい
ですか? 最初から。
最初から? 最初なんだっけ?
一回練習しよう。
最初から。
最初から、so everybody listening.
Everybody listening from Japan. I'm Japanese. Hell Driver, 西村義弘です。そして。
And this is Mark Walko, and we are from Sushi Typhoon.
Yay! This is Sci-Fi and Scream on Joy 94.9.
Yeah, that's brilliant. Thank you very much. I'm happy with that. Very happy. Hope you're happy.
Sci-Fi and Scream was synthesized and squashed into shape by Sonia. For more information, visit our Facebook page, Sci-Fi and Scream, or check out joy.org.au.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
This podcast was produced by Joy Media. You can support Joy's diverse sound and diverse community this June by donating to Joy Radiothon 2024. Go to joy.org.au/radiothon. And remember, we all flourish with joy.